Recording started.
Good morning and welcome to our 10-minute top-up. I invite you, if you haven't already, to close your eyes, bring your attention to your breath, the gentle inhalation and exhalation, and the flow. Always at this time, I like to remind you of the words of Job, who said, "It is the Spirit of God that has made me. It is the breath of the Almighty that gives me life." So as we take in 3 deep breaths, let us be conscious that whilst we are breathing in the breath of God, it is already existent within us. But let us take in the breath consciously, reverently, gratefully, for it's what sustains us, animates us, and keeps us. So inhale, lower the diaphragm, extend the rib cage, and take in the energizing breath of life. Hold. Gently, slowly release. And as we take in the second life-giving, energizing breath of life, bring your attention down into the sanctuary of the heart. Now, inhale. Hold. Gently, slowly, release. And as we take our third and final deep breath in, let us be conscious for the next 9 or so minutes to just be mindful and present. All that is ahead of us can wait as we take these few minutes to deepen down. Inhale. Hold. Gently, slowly release. Reading Psalm 20 from Psalms for Praying, Nancy Mellon, An Invitation to Wholeness. May the great Bertha, who created you in wholeness, comfort you when you call. May the name of love be your protection and rise up in your heart as a tower of strength. May all you have given in gratitude and with open hands be returned to you 100-fold. May your heart's desire and all of love's plans for you be fulfilled in due season. Let us shout for joy as love triumphs over fear. Let our thankful hearts sing in loud acclamation to the beloved, who answers our heartfelt prayers for well-being. Now I know that love comes to all who open their hearts and dwell therein, offering gifts of peace and harmony. Some may boast of wealth and personal power. They will stumble and fall. Let us boast of the one who comes in the name of love. We shall rise up strong and sure. O beloved, you who created us, you bless us with your love, for you are the divine guest dwelling within our hearts. Divine One, You who are the guest dwelling in our heart. As we consciously come into this union, that we are not only one with you, but we are you. We are life itself, love itself, wholeness and perfection itself. For we are only made in your image and likeness. It is your spirit that quickens, that renews, that heals, that expresses in and through and as us. Whilst often we forget this truth, whilst often we stumble around thinking we are only human, let us come back to the remembrance that your presence within us, as us, is ever renewing, ever restoring, ever replenishing all that is needed and necessary in our lives. We forget this truth when we come into the belief erroneously that we are only human. We are more than human. We are gods. Our teacher showed us and taught us that we were the divine expressions of life itself. We had the same attributes and qualities that he had, and that we could do even more than he did. Whilst we have not stepped up into that great truth of our being, let us shake off and shake away anything that makes us feel separate from you, that makes us believe in duality, that you are somewhere and we are somewhere else. Let us remove the beliefs that we are separate entities in this world. Let us come into the acceptance and the belief that truly we are one. We are God. And so as we live from this acceptance and belief, life changes for us. For no longer are we afraid. No longer do we doubt. No longer are we skeptical. No longer is our faith wavering and our trust diminishing. When we step up and step into our divinehood as children of the Most High God, we claim all the qualities, all the traits, all the attributes that you are for ourselves. We know that God is health and wholeness, therefore we are health and wholeness. We know that God is love and peace, therefore we are love and peace. We know that God is prosperity and abundance, therefore we are prosperity and abundance. From this truth, from this awareness, from this peace, we claim for ourselves Divine Beloved, Infinite Creator, Source of all that is. As these words resound and quickens our being, in our moments of doubt, worry, and fear, may we come back to this truth and remember that we too are God. For your infinite grace, for your endless blessings, for your eternal mercies, we are ever, ever grateful. And so it is. Together we say Amen.
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 Take a deep breath in as we say our prayer of protection. The light of God surrounds me.
The light of God surrounds me.
The love of God enfolds me.
The love of God enfolds me.
The power of God protects me.
The power of God protects me.
The presence of God watches over me.
The presence of God watches over me.
Wherever I am, God is, and all is well.
Wherever I am, God is, and all is well.
And so, my beloveds, I wish you a very blessed and beautiful Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, until we meet again once more for Rev. Ng's Sunday Soul Connection. Have a beautiful day.
Thank you.